J1. Number 9B.
So if a difficulty arises, we must always be awake and let go of false beliefs, or be awake and in the realm of ideas to be able to detect false thinking in someone else who is trying to force it upon ourselves or others. So we see that we then must, in order to handle situations that do not seem to evolve, we must then see that we must understand the science of being. And as we understand the science of being, and as we understand divine ideas, then we welcome spiritual reality. We do not resist, you see. We welcome spirituality. We do not resist, and we just flow with divine ideas. If a false situation comes up, we welcome the fact that, gee, it appeared. Now I can release myself from it and flow with divine ideas. So let us see, no matter whether we chemicalize or not, no matter how much we hold on to something, false concepts cannot evolve. They will only be annihilated. So for us to be on top, let go and flow. And this is what birth is. This is scientific obstetrics. Detach, keep loose, and flow. This is how we handle and work with reality. This is how we cope with reality, so to speak. Now, this is what, in recapitulating mind as a super symbol, is teaching then. This is a law, you see. Because the divine mind creates ideas, and ideas form the basis of reality, and because mind's will is mandatory in law, it is a law that only ideas can evolve. Only divine ideas can evolve. That is a law. And super symbol, and spirit as a super symbol, is teaching that only these ideas are given birth, and only these ideas unfold, only these ideas develop. So the way we, again, cope with reality is we're always looking out from divine ideas, we're looking out from the science of being, and we see those ideas dissolving illusion. As I mentioned in Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy will often state, in particular, she'll say that in science, man is the offspring of spirit. Now, how can we see this in relation to ourselves? Now, what we see, therefore, that our true parentage is the divine mind. Therefore, the divine mind is our very own mind. Therefore, if man is the offspring of spirit, therefore man's life, our life, must unfold in a creative way. It's a law that our life must unfold in a creative way. And in reality, we are not the offsprings of the flesh. Therefore, in reality, our life is not subject to retrogression and death. You see, that is just a false belief. The law is our life will always unfold and unfold and unfold infinitely in a creative way, because we are, so to speak, the offspring of spirit. We are in the rhythm of that law. We must unfold. It's a false belief that our life ends in death. So we can very happily then accept the fact that the divine mind is our true parentage, and that we can accept the law of mind, that our lives unfold in a very creative way. So this just brings us on with the ideas, and we come to bears fruit as an idea which characterizes spirit. And in the compendiums we read, spirit bears fruit. I'm so glad when I read these that we know that spirit is a super symbol, because I often have to laugh when I read these things, like spirit bears fruit. It sounds so, you know, it really sounds funny. But when one with a scientific consciousness comes in and knows that spirit is just a super symbol, and we know that it's teaching here, when it says spirit bears fruit, it means Therefore, that ideas cannot, as we just said, evaporate into nothing. It means that ideas must unfold step by step gradually, and ideas must reach their fulfillment. Therefore, spirit bears fruit, or ideas must unfold and reach their fulfillment. This is just what that means, using that particular symbol. It's so good, too, often to go back to science and health, because it helps us see, finally, what Mrs. Eddy is speaking about when she says here that all creations of spirit are eternal, but creations of matter must return to dust. This, again, is under the thing that spirit bears fruit. Again, spirit ideas must evolve, and all false beliefs disappear. Now, we come to this idea which characterizes spirit as order. And we can see that so far we're building up to this fact of order, because we've seen that ideas must unfold, and they must unfold and develop in a step-by-step process. So we see that ideas must unfold in an ordered sequence. And it's interesting to see that the idea law actually signifies order, because law means a statement of an order or relation of phenomena which is irreversible or invariable. So law means a statement of an order. An order means regular arrangement or established succession. Or order now usually suggests a straightening out so as to eliminate confusion. So, if law means a statement of order, then law must proceed without a break from a perfect cause to a perfect effect, and it must follow an ordered sequence. So, law, the first law of heaven, I think they say, is order. That means that law must follow order. It must evolve in an ordered sequence. And also, it says that law produces order. This means that law produces order. It doesn't produce chaos. And we see that chaos actually exists in being as a misunderstanding of the real divine order that exists in being. So, we can go back and see that mind's idea are given birth, and these ideas unfold in an ordered way. It's also a law of order that like produces like. Whatever the cause is, whatever the origin is, the law of order states that like produces like. That it's in the order, in the law of order, that whatever the origin is, what it produces is like itself. That is a law of order, that like produces like.